Hello and welcome to Jordan's as a podcast, the podcast from Lost His Way, which I, as a whole part, like when I was recording last episode, the whole part came to mind and I was like, oh, I should start saying that, and I forgot it, so you're getting this new part. Anyway, I'm walking to school. It's Thursday, the 20th. I haven't got my watch on. I don't know who you're watching now. The hell? Hey, look at the 29th of June. I did say this in the last podcast, but this one might be a little bit smaller than last week for you, but for me yesterday. Because the app I use to record the podcast on is shut down for July 5th. I don't know how long it's shut down for, but it's shut down on the app and on the website, so there's no way of me recording the podcast. Oh God. My old Vintage just rode past me, like full on, just rubber. Rufus Rupert, Mr. Coulson on his way to, but he was on the way to Millville to go teach food tech. Anyway, don't know where he came from, but so the app, there's no way for me to upload it. Even if I record it on my phone, I'll probably forget about it and never send it to the app or put it in a podcast or anything. So what I'm going to do is, on Wednesday, I'm trying to have a break day. Even though last week I had like the break days every single day because I forgot. I was like, what am I meant to be doing? Instead of filming the podcast, I was like, what am I meant to be doing? But yeah, that's just how my life works. So yeah, I'm really excited Colleen came back yesterday. She offered me yesterday for me, a week ago for you, but she came back yesterday for me. And wait, yeah, because I'm recording this on Thursday, yesterday was Wednesday, so yeah, so Colleen came back on Wednesday the 28th of June with a video labeled hi. I feel like I have size. And she sang. Because everything's going around, all these lies are going around about her. So she responded with a song because the PR told her not to say anything about it. She was like, well, she didn't tell me I couldn't sing. And also, she's a theatre nerd, and that's how theatre nerds express themselves, if they can't talk about it, they sing. Yeah, I'm also going to pass two people, so I'll be back in 2 seconds. Yeah, so she made a song, a 10-minute long song, right? And the video for it was labelled Hi. And she sings with a ukulele. And it's a way of being like, these are lies, don't listen to everything you hear on the internet, these are lies, this is what actually happened, all this in a song, which was incredible. And everyone who responded to this song, like Adam McIntyre, is the only one I watched, so I don't know if everyone's the same, but he took the lyrics of, it's a lyric, I forget exactly what it is, but it means, like, it not matters about me, like, my feelings, as long as you're having fun, as long as it's entertaining. And he goes, as long as it's entertaining, and then goes on a big rant about it, when she doesn't mean it's entertaining for her, she means you were entertained by it. And he was entertained by it. So he can't even say, like, he can't say to us, like, he weren't entertained by it. Because every video on his YouTube channel became stuff about Colleen. And, like, even ages ago, for months, he's had videos about Colleen coming up in Trisha, and he tried to cancel Colleen when the podcast with Trisha came out, because what he said was that in Trisha's video, she says it's a recurring thing, but Colleen said it's not gonna be a recurring thing, or might not be a recurring thing, and he took that and was like, cancel her. Because she said that something in her life might not be recurring or whatever. Like, literally got that and was like, just because Colleen said that it may not be a recurring thing, Grace, let's cancel it, because we all want a recurring thing. I'm like, what the hell? Like, why do you want to cancel it? Because, so, you want to cancel it for not wanting to have a recurring podcast. But if she did want to have a recurring podcast, then you'd cancel it again for that. Anyway, another really good thing happened in my life, which I know for a fact no one listens to. On the last podcast, right? Because I feel like no one listens to that below it. Anyway, I have been nominated for the British Podcast Awards. It's like Listener's Choice or something. I don't remember what it was called before. But, like, when I keep going on, it says Listener's Choice. So, I don't know whether it's the British Podcast Awards or the people's, the Listener's Choice thing. But, I'm so excited that I've been nominated. Jen on the show, it'll say the list of nominees, but if it just reads it and goes, Jordan's a mother, I'd cry. But apparently it says all people from last year's, apparently. Do you make a cushion with your podcast stars on? And we all know what my podcast stars is, because it won't let me change it. So they're gonna make a cushion with me on. It has your name on it as well. It's not like fully just a picture, it's like a little bit of your picture, and then it goes like Jordan Simolo featuring whoever. So like for me it'll be Jordan Simolo featuring Jordan Murphy. But I'm so scared about the awards, because I'm so scared to know if I have going on. And so just listen to the last part, it was hectic. The last part I'm gonna explain it. So I said that if I win, apparently you win £10,000, it says people. So I don't know if it's right. But apparently you win £10,000. So I said if I win, I will donate £10,000 to a charity of everyone who listens to the podcast choice. So if I win, then you'll be a podcast for the thing, get a pod. Like, what charity should I do that to? And then also, there will be a thingy. Probably also give a trophy and certificate. And yes, in last week's episode, I go, oh, I'll give away the trophy. No, what I'll do is I'll give away the certificate if I win to one of the podcast listeners, because it's literally all because of you guys that have been on this. So I'm gonna give something back to you. So I guess it's difficult to be like, this is the winner 2023 of the podcast award things. Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'll see you soon. Hello everyone. It's 1st of July. Well, actually, no, that's the 2nd, no. But I was thinking about this podcast all day, and then I decided to move my room around. Well, when I say my room, I mean my bed and my bedside cabinet, because I decided that I was bored of how it was. So I was like, okay, I'll move it. And I've been cleaning my room ever since. And now I'm lying in bed. And I was like, oh, may as well podcast, because obviously this week. Obviously this week, the podcast app that I use is down on Wednesday. I'm also off school on Wednesday, so I'm gonna be so bored. So is it? I think it's Wednesday and Friday I'm off this week. So, yeah. And I'm really like bored. I have Simon Cowell on. I was watching Hayes' Back Off today, and I loved it. I watched the last episode again, because I loved the last episode where it goes, the person behind Ramsey Singh is Colleen Ballinger, and who the heck is that? And then I was listening to the last episode. I love watching the last episode of everything. So, like, last week, I watched the last episode of Waterloo Rose again. Or was it a few days ago? It was a few days ago. But the last episode... of Waterloo Rose sad. And today, I was listening to the song he sang. They sang, what's the song by Lewis Capaldi? Goes, I fell by the wayside of everyone else. I hate you, just kidding myself. Like every moment, I start to replay. Cause now that you're gonna let me just say, you are under the surface, like blue water running cold. Whatever song that is, it's Before You Go. I hate Lewis Capaldi, by the way. I absolutely hate Lewis Capaldi. But just the Waterloo Road version of that song is so good. And I've just been singing that song as well. What song was I singing? Why can't I have my own bike? Because I take you wherever you need to go. What's me? But I'm almost 10. What song was I singing? Genuinely though, what is the song that I was singing? I was singing a song. Okay, might have been the Colleen song that she was singing. You got a one-way ticket to manipulation station. The gossip town, the toxic gossip train. You got a one-way ticket to manipulation station. You play them. You play BJ Malone. I feel so weird because my bed's moved. I'm basically on the same wall. Actually, I am. I'm on the same wall, basically. My bed's a different way. I'm next to me, Kate. Anyway. Yeah. Dream. You wanted a comfortable hour. You wanted a bird. I'm chasing my own name. Chasing the fame. You say the same. That song's so good. Hey, Diceberg!
Hi, PJ! I called you Diceberg! Get it?
That kid kinda gets on my nerves.
Yep, it still rhymes. Just like it did back in second grade. What did we say?
I have watched Simon Cowell a few times, haven't I? And who else is on here? Shameless. I love Shameless. Centaur World. Loves one episode of Centaur World. You guys just sang a song about Centaur World and how amazing it is. Where am I? Where's Crandy? Colleen. My name is Grandy, and I got lots of subscribers. They love hearing me say, wow, my girls. And all my fans react to all my reactions. We reenact my reactions to you.
I can't believe you guys are here.
Yep, it's Miss Crazy, and I got lots of subscribers. They love hearing me say wow, oh my girls. And all my fans react to all my reenactments. Reenacting my reactions to you. Watching and watching me is not my favorite thing to do. I wanna find what song I was singing. I do remember I was singing the hug song, but that was after I was singing the song I was singing. Wait, that doesn't make sense. That's not English. I go to McDonald's today and they gave me both apple pies, believe it or not. And also, I'm really pissed off about something that I'll talk about in a minute. I'm just looking for the hug song because I want to play it now. Or a hug. People want hugs. People need hugs. Something to hold on to. I'm gonna sneeze. I can feel it coming through me eyes. My name is Crazy, and I got lots of subscribers. They love hearing me say, wow, my girls. And all my friends react to all my reenactments, reenacting my reaction to you. Love it. Give him a heart, draw them a heart with a pen. Keep it in a hiding spot.
Or a hug, people want hugs, people need hugs, something to hold on to. A hug can really help a lot.
Love, give them your love, send them their love from your toy computer. I love you, I love you, I love you so much. So, a toy computer, I love you. Right, so tomorrow I'm going to Wales, right? I need to go to sleep because I'm actually going to Wales tomorrow with my cousin and my uncle. And my phone carrier, right, has made it. So I can't use my phone, basically, right? I can't call anyone, I can't text anyone. It's like I've been cut off, but worse. If I try and ring someone, it says, your carrier doesn't let you do this. I'm like, what? I can't even ring them. Right. Because I do know I have a bill that needs paying. Right. But I can't go on to pay on the phone. I go on the internet and put my number and everything. It goes, it won't let me go on there. I ring off another phone I have with the pay-as-you-go SIM in it. And it doesn't work. And it was like, it's like so weird, like, what the hell? Like, if you're not gonna let me pay, then don't cut me off, you know what I mean? Like, I do know I have a full phone base pay, but normally when you ring up and you cut off, it, like, says, like, welcome to your phone carrier, like, it says the name. And it goes, like, you haven't paid your bill, so you need to pay it before you can call people. And now it's just, like, you can't do anything. Like, I can't send messages, I can't use my phone. Like, I can't use the internet. So, I can't even listen to music on the way to Wales tomorrow. The wee cousin's gonna be there, so I'll be able to sit with her. I mean, I'll probably just ask her, I'll just say, nah, do you mind putting your hotspot on for me? Because my phone's broke, basically. But, like, it's so weird. I wish I could show you the message, but it just literally says, your phone carrier doesn't let you do this. And I'm like, what the hell? I can't ring my mum, and she's an emergency contact if anything happens. Like, that's the person that gets rang. You know what I mean? It's, like, weird. So tomorrow, maybe on internet all day. Maybe next thing all day, because I'll ask her if she can put a date on for me. You know, it's weird. Someone in my year, his name's Daniel Reid. He has a brother called Jordan Reid. And this is so weird to me, because my name's Jordan Reid, and I have a brother called Daniel. And it's not him.
I knew you, seven times I said, Messina.
Anyway, I feel like I have to rent all that. But yeah, I'm going to Wales tomorrow. I think I'm going to be on the ferry, so I won't need my phone. But on the way there and back, I will. So I'll ask me, I'll be like, can you put your hotspot on for me? She has unlimited data, so she has unlimited hotspots as well.
They assume you know nothing.
You know, I hate, no one knows this, right? Like, all my family doesn't understand this. Your mobile hotspot is your mobile data. Right? I have unlimited data, so I have unlimited hotspot. If you have 16 gigabytes of data, your hotspot is 16 gigabytes. And when you use your mobile data, it goes down because you're using your mobile data for Wi-Fi. Like, no one understands that, and it really kind of pisses me off. My last video was a trailer for Jordan Uncensored on the Jordan's Molo channel. Someone texted me today, right? And he said to me, I know where he said what road I lived on. And he said that you have a dog, you have a sister, you have all this stuff, you go to this school. And I was like, who the fuck are you? And I went to them, who are you? I don't even know who you are. And you seem to know where I live, what school I go to, what animals I have, if I have a sister, all this stuff. And I'm like, what the hell? Why is this person messaging me saying that he knows all this stuff and he actually does know all this stuff? Like, it's really confusing. It's actually really scary as well, because I'm so scared that he's gonna like come to my house or something, or like put it all over the internet or something. You know what I mean? So I'm like so scared. I don't want to move out. As much as I want to move out, I don't want to move out. So, it's weird. I'm gonna actually go on the internet now and look at houses. Anyway, because I always do that. But, you know. Anyway. Bye, guys. Hello. So, it's Sunday. Today I went to Wales. I'm ringing, obviously, because my phone won't work. Won't let me ring anyone. And three, won't let me ring anyone to pay me bill. Right, I'm doing like £30 I have to pay, right? Because it was like that much, and your phone will come back on, and I forgot about it, and the bill went off. Because I went, can I have more time to pay? Because I thought the bill was like loads, so I went, oh, can I have more time to pay? So, doing your payments of 60 at the time, or 70, I forget, will be paid by Friday, and I was like, okay. So, I was like, okay, so then I thought my bill was fully paid. So then, like, we've been paying it, right? So we paid like 30, and then we had to pay, and like, I think we paid 20 as well. So I think there's like £10 actually that's left on it before, you know what I mean? So I thought it was like fully paid, right? So now it's been a weirdo. I can't even ring my mum or anyone, like, and they're my emergency contacts. So I went to Wales today, so I had to download music because I was on the aux in the car. So before I left, not the aux, the Bluetooth. So I got a free trial of Apple Music, and I downloaded songs. So I was like, okay, I'll just do that. And then I done that, and yeah, it worked. It actually did work, you know, actually, like, I've been listening to the same songs on repeat, so every time I've had like Wi-Fi, I've downloaded more songs. Because it's worked, so it's good enough for me. And I did actually have a month of Apple to claim anyway, I think. because I didn't clean the one off when I got my Apple Watch, and I haven't cleaned the one off when I got my phone. So I actually have 2 months. Wait, didn't it expire? I think it expired, both of them. Wait, did they both expire? Because I swear I got something in my Apple Watch and get 1 month free of Apple Music with your purchase, but I don't remember saying a date. I know for a fact my phone said it, like when you get like a phone with an Apple, because they come with like a month free of something. Like my Apple Watch came with fitness as well, and my phone came with 2 things, I forget what they were. But I remember on my settings it said you have 2 things off this, so I went on it and it was like you have Apple Music and something else. So I was like, okay. I never ended up using them. Because I think it was Apple Arcade for my phone as well. Apple Music and Apple Arcade, and then Apple Music and Apple Fitness for my watch. Anyway, so I go to Wales and I'm in, like, literally, like, every 2 minutes, I'm like, oh, should I check my phone and see if it's came behind me? They're like, never. And then I'm on the way home and I'm, like, thinking, like, all this stuff. I'm like, oh, I could just, I have a pay-as-you-go phone, so, like, in my room, which I don't know where it is. So I'm like, oh, I'll just use that. I'll just get it and put money on it. Like, top it up with a bit, like, $10 or something. And then I can use that tomorrow while I'm at school, just to text my mum and be like, I'm at school, because she'll worry and she'll cry, like, she'll end up ringing me crying, because I won't be able to answer, and it'll just go straight to voicemail. Not even voicemail, it goes straight to, this call is not possible or something. So, I was like, oh, okay, we'll put £10 on the credit. So I come in, I'm like, oh, should we put £10? She went, £10 doesn't even last you 2 minutes. And I was like, oh, yeah. So I came up with the genius idea. I went in to see if I could pay my bill because I couldn't ring up. And I saw something. I was like, okay, I thought, let's see all these ideas. So I go on 3. I log into me pay as you go 3, right? And it says, it's like all these bundles, and it goes, unlimited everything. Data, which I'm normally on unlimited everything, and it goes, data, phone calls and text messages, unlimited, all of it, right, for a month, and then normally, like, does it, renews it every month. So I got it for 1 month, right, so 1 month to find out how to pay my bill. It shouldn't take this long. Well, I'm going to try and go on tomorrow and see how, if it'll let me do it over the internet. Because I'm dreading having to go in person. Because he'd be like, you couldn't pay. Like, I'm scared because he'll be like, oh, it's like £10 to get it put back on. I'll go, oh. And they go, so you couldn't pay £10. Like, everyone, they'll be thinking, like, you couldn't pay £10. You built for your phone not to be cut off, so I'm like, I don't want to go in, be like, oh my god, they're gonna think I'm like really poor, which there's nothing wrong with that, but like, they're gonna think I can't afford a phone bill of £10. So we done this instead. Honestly, if they don't sort it out where I can't ring them, I'll just transfer my number over to pay as you go. You know what I mean? I'll transfer my number over to this SIM card on my pay-as-you-go 1, and then just use this, like, this SIM, like, pay-as-you-go thing. But I've got my pay-as-you-go card in my actual phone, because I'm not going to go to school with a smashed up Honor 23, 20E, because it's my little Bluetooth phone. I actually want to see, like, I was like, where's my messages? I want to see what the message was that he sent me when I got it, because I obviously didn't have my SIM card in my phone yet. So it says, hi, blah, 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 my mum's name. Thanks for buying a Daisy pack. It's now good to go. Okay, that was easy. Wow. My last message before that was from 3 in 2021 on 28th of November. Thank you for your recent payments of £10. That was when I had me 07. I can tell you this number. 07532807156. That's my number for my old, like, when I had that message. There's no point trying to use that, by the way. Like, do not even Argos.
What?
07704209246. What? Regarding Argos Black November giveaway. That's not real. Hello, it says suspected spam. Premier spam reporting. Oh my god, there's a number. Your text or something. Also, every time you report to spam, it sends it to someone called spam reporting. So I sent them this in October 2021. Want. What's the word says? Because my phone screen's obviously broke on this phone. Not me, iPhone. It says, want something, slots offer. Claiming with us is a piece of cake, Jordan. Pick your bonus and a link and then CNC's apply, blah, blah, blah. So I put the suspectors. Thank you. Oh. My. God. The messages are in Nan. On here, oh, weird. Saturday, 4th of September, 2021. For some reason, that's texting me Nan saying, fuck off. Twice. You know, I think it was. I was seeing if my phone works, so I put, fuck off. So, I said fuck off twice. And it didn't work. Then on the 9th of September 2021, I put piss off. And it sent, and she put okay. Oh, I love that. And on the 9th of December again, at 3:35, I started saying, are you knocking? And she put, yeah. And I put, hold on, I'll be down in a minute. And she put, haha. And then on Sunday, the 19th of September 2021, she messaged saying, have you just left yet? And I was responding saying, message me back on Insta. Not Insta, WhatsApp. Mum was texting me on here. Oh, I love these messages. On the 4th of September at 10:41, I texted my mum saying, mum. And on the 19th of September, she put, have you left? And I, for some reason, replied with, sucker cock. What the hell? I'm going to keep this phone. And if I ever do a show, whenever, like, if I ever do a show or whatever, I'll show them if I ever do a show. On whatever, what's this? Tuesday the 30th of March, I think my sister was going out to my mum's, and my mum was out as well, so she went, will you be okay if she goes out, babe? And I put, yes. These are all separate messages, by the way. Yes. Blank space. And I put, damn phone sent that 1,000,000 times. And she put, are you sure? And I put positive. And I put, I think my phone's possessed. And she put, make some cereal, please. And I put, no. And she said, don't open the door. Because obviously, Then on the 12th of May, I put, can I get my ankles on Friday instead? Please, because Alicia and Ben are being horrible. I don't remember what happened on the 12th of May. None. Maybe that was just an excuse. So the Wednesday, 19th of May, I put, I'm with Ellie now. And she put, okay, babe, love you. And I put, L-I. Then on the 20th of May, I put, I'm with Ellie. I was walking to school with her. And then on Friday, 21st of May, she put, where are you, Jordan? I put, fuck off. What the hell? Where are you, Jordan? Fuck off. I absolutely love that. Oh, it says, for some reason, I said, can you plug the Wi-Fi in? How it says, have you left? So cock. Hold on, I'm going on. Okay, so this podcast is going up late. I just realised it's late. And this is a day of. Yesterday, the app just went working and the podcast was too small to upload. So I was like, you know what? record today. So, my school's been trying out this new thing, Grace. So, it's like, we get longer lunch, we get longer break. It's horrible. I know everyone be like, oh, you want, everyone wants a longer break and lunch. Everyone is S, everyone is like, everyone was just bored. Like, at this point, everyone's just like, let's just go to our lessons. And like, even though they've opened more things, right? And now we're allowed upstairs to get food and all that. But I just hate it. Like, so much, I hate it. Okay. Someone break me and Liv are talking. We're like, this is gonna start a fight. Someone's gonna have a fight. So, we're like, we bet, yeah, something happens and someone will have a fight. So, we go to our lessons after that, and so everything's normal. Everyone's like, just chilling in the lessons, right? And then after fourth lesson, I'm like, okay, I need to go, I'll go get Liv and walk with her. So I'm on my way to Liv, and a fight just happens in front of me. Like, I'm walking by the stairs, right? And a fight just breaks out, and I'm like, what the hell? And it's getting so close to me, like, don't get close. I'm like, don't get close to me. I'm like sitting there, like, do not get close to me, please. Like, back up. And at one point, it was, like, literally right in front of me. There was no one in front of me but the fight. And teachers came over, and I remember I got knocked by something. I was like, you know what, I'm not even going to say anything, it's a fight, you're trying to get away from me. So the teachers are coming in, pulling it away and all that, and I'm like, oh my god, and I see Liv, and I'm like, oh my god, what's just happened? And then we're walking down, and our other mate goes, where's Eva? And I go, I don't know why. And she goes, because someone, I'm not going to mention the name, one said that she's going to left, right, and center Eva. I'm like, what does that mean? I'm like, oh, okay, and I start laughing. And they start going away, and I get my phone out, and I'm like, I'm ringing Eva. And Liv goes, what are you doing? And I'm like, ringing Eva. And she goes, have you not got your watch? I'm like, yeah, I have. And she's like, just ring her off your watch. I'm like, no, because me phone. No, because I'm like thinking, is my watch even got my number on? Because I'm using a different number right now. So it's like, has my watch even got my number on? And I'm thinking, I'm like, no, it hasn't. So even though it probably does, yeah, I'm like, it doesn't. So I ring Eva, and I'm like, someone wants, I'm like, she doesn't answer. So we look around for her, and we looked in the same place twice, and the second time we look at it, she's this. We go, I'm like, you know, this person wants to fight, yeah. And she's like, yeah, that's why I'm here. I'm like, oh, yeah. And then me and Liv goes to get food, and I'm like, oh, I need to wait. So, and Liv goes, no. And I go, why? I need to wait. And she keeps pulling me and going, no, I turn around. I look at her, I'm like, oh, the person wants to fight her, isn't there? And so I'm thinking, I'm like, well, can we go do the one thing? Because I need to win. She goes, no. And I turn around again. The person that wants to face Eva is walking into the canteen. I'm like, oh, shit. So we're running in. We're pushing behind the teacher to get in. And then you just stay. I just saw Eva walking out with a teacher. And then there was, like, another teacher. And then the person that wants to face her shouting, what are you saying, Nola? And then Eva gets stuck on the lift. And with Liv, and then Amber comes over and asks the teacher, like, can we come too? Can we come too? And she goes, no, you can't come, you can't come. And Amber's in the way of the door, and she's going, move, because we have to go now. And we're like, no, because we want to go too, because we're mates with Eva, what if something happens to us? Even though I know it won't, because the person that wanted to fight her is actually mates with me and wouldn't do anything to me. But I'm sitting there, and I'm like, what the hell? Like, literally 2 seconds ago, they were fine. I didn't even know anything about it until lunch. Anyway, there's literally been like nearly 2 fights, and then I'm in my intervention, like, oh, I couldn't breathe on break. There's too many people, I couldn't breathe. And Miss Lowe went, oh, if you feel the same next week, like, she asked me again, and she said, if you feel the same next week about it, you haven't told anyone, like, we're not doing it again now, I don't think. But she said, if you still feel the same, but I'll say, why you couldn't breathe and all that, and if you still haven't told anyone, just like, I'll ask you next week, and I'll, if you still feel that way, I'll put something in for you. I'll say students told me that they couldn't breathe. Anyway, I'm gonna go, and I'll be back soon. Bye.